AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama has obtained commitments from more than 300 employers and local governments in 20 regions of the country to boost training and hiring of high technology workers in an effort to drive up higher wage employment. People familiar with the program inside and outside the White House say the president is to announce the program called Tech Hire during a speech Monday to the National League of Cities. The prices of gasoline keep moving higher.
Over the past 2 weeks, the jump is 21 cents to a nationwide average $2.54 a gallon.
Since the price finally bottomed out 6 weeks ago, it's up 47 cents.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas at around $2 a gallon may be a fading memory, but prices still aren't that bad.
To put this jump in perspective, the current price is still a discount to a year ago by 97 cents per gallon.
And the price spike is even steeper in California, up 57 cents. Gas in Los Angeles is selling for $3.48 a gallon. I'm Ed Donahue.
A report on the mystery of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 says the battery of an underwater locator beacon had expired more than a year before the plane vanished a year ago. Mike Vivian, a former head of flight operations at the UK's Civil Aviation Authority, told Sky News the expired battery issue should not weigh heavily against Malaysia Airlines.
My own personal view is that this was not time critical. It should have been replaced, there's no doubt about it. The report makes that clear. But it'd be quite wrong to draw the inference that this issue, these time critical issues, had been missed by this airline.
New York Jets running back Chris Johnson and another passenger were shot in their shoulders while stopped at a traffic light in Orlando, Florida, early Sunday morning. The driver of their vehicle was killed. This is AP Radio News. A thinking robot takes over the top spot at the movies.
A thinking robot could be the end of mankind.
Chappie opens at number one on a slow weekend for Hollywood. The sci-fi thriller about a thinking, feeling police droid takes in a little over $13 million during a weekend that's down nearly 40% overall compared to last year.
There's no room for heart in this game. It'll get you killed.
Will Smith's Focus drops to second. The Vince Vaughn comedy Unfinished Business bombs with a 10th place opening. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Pro Football Hall of Famers Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas were among those who showed up to help country music star Garth Brooks hold a football camp for more than 100 kids at the Buffalo Bills practice facility Sunday. Brooks's Teammates for Kids Foundation holds a camp at each of his concert stops. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.